What's that on that beat?
And we back, and we back, and we back.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? Thank you, champ? You want a champ?
Wait, that little huh? Me,
that
little
champ. I think you should be laid down.
What's good?
One buck.
Y'all niggas silly as hell, oh, man. Welcome to another edition of Always 5 O'Clock, episode 9. Your boy Black is back.
Yeah, Black Black.
Yeah. I almost tried to say it again and got tongue-tied.
Yeah, it's your gap. Now, we glad you back, brother. Shit ain't the same without you.
Yeah, man, it's good to be back, man. I'm just happy for all the safe traveling and everything, man. Uh-huh. Feel like I'm on goddamn tours.
What do you do?
It's classified. G14.
Good.
G14 classified.
That little orange motherfucker tell you to do something, you just think it's classified. Yeah. He told you to motherfucker.
You ain't taking orders from a cheetah.
The ring got paid last month, right?
Did it?
Yeah.
You keep trusting me to drop them checks off.
I'm gonna tell you, this shit going to your personal account. That shit crazy.
When me and Justin lived together, he handled like dropping the money off too. What he don't know was, I called the office the next day just to verify.
You ain't trust me, bro?
Hey, I'm calling from apartment 6101. Just want to make sure the money will.
So look, if you called that second apartment, that means you didn't trust me that whole first year at our first apartment.
The trusty dust.
The trusty dust.
That we had a blast.
Yeah. Like, for 7, 8 years.
I rode by Lake Boone Trail today, and it brought back so many memories. Like,
man,
I had so many stories to tell Greg. Like, yo, this shit was insane.
You remember my 27th birthday?
No. You ain't gonna talk about that.
We put that pack in the mail.
It's gone. But look, man, we appreciate all y'all for continuing to listen to our podcast, man. And the ones that's just tuning in, we're not going to disappoint, I'm telling you. So let's get straight to it, man. There's been a lot of attention on this new Alabama abortion policy that they're pushing and everything. I seen a lot of posts on social media this week, you know, from a lot of different females, and yeah, this shit ain't sweet. Shit ain't nice. So we're gonna get into it without So if you can, Chizzy, I just want you to kind of give us a brief overview of the policy and what they're trying to push, or not trying to push, what they already pushed in.
It's signed, sealed, delivered, right?
Yeah, it's yours.
In a nutshell, the Alabama state law. What that states is abortion is now illegal with the exception of rape and incest.
Except rape and incest.
Yeah.
That's like the argument I kept hearing. Look,
Obviously, with, you know, incest, your kid gonna be born retarded as a motherfucker. Like,
is that a proven fact?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I ain't testing the theory. I don't know about
y'all. So, I'm gonna be real. My dad's side, or where my dad's side is from, they do shit like that. I've seen it happen. I have cousins who are first cousins and they had kids.
Wow.
And yeah, they were fine.
They probably had, they were four legs.
No, they're fine, but it's still disgusting, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
I think scientifically speaking,
like, bitch, we got to say, like,
the genetics, you can't have the exact strand or the exact same strand of, like, genes together. Like, and thus it creates complications.
It should. Like, the fuck? Right? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
But I guess my whole issue with the whole thing is, like, I feel like the government should not be able to tell a woman what to do with her body, bro. Like, if a female is, like let's be real. We were all young and reckless at times. Like, you know, could you imagine, you know, a female being in college or whatnot, you know, and she have that one mistake, her and another dude, you know, they have that slip up, and now you telling me her, she can't, you know, have this abortion done so that she can continue to try to progress her life or whatnot. But
I done dropped that 300. I ain't gonna front. Like, because sometimes you're just not ready for some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like both of us weren't ready. So, I mean,
I get it. But now you're completely taking that option away from the women. Like, that's tough, man.
But they can travel, right?
I don't know. But I've paid for an abortion.
I thought you were about to say you paid
for an abortion. You know, I'm having a hard time trying to wrap my head around this for a number of reasons, right? The first reason is, it's like, I don't feel like anyone should be held responsible permanently for a mistake. You know what I mean?
All
right. Like D Black said, you know, you just have one night, things went the way it shouldn't.
Yeah.
And you had a child.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like you should have the ability to make an early decision. So that is a thing. I feel like the decision should be early enough in your pregnancy to where, because at, I don't know if any of y'all know the question, the answer to this. How far in a pregnancy does the child's heart start beating on its own?
6 weeks.
Exactly. I feel like if you can have that abortion within that 6 week period, I think it's okay.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. Even after 6 weeks, as long as I don't hear, I'm just being real. As long as I don't hear that heartbeat, I don't think it would be an issue. Now, if I was to hear that heartbeat, then
so
I would
let me like, ask you a question. Because you don't hear the heartbeat, does that change? Who does that change the fact for, you or the child?
I think he's saying it for him.
No, yeah, I'm saying it for me.
But that's kind of selfish, though.
It is. But what I'm saying is, like, do you think you would have been able to be a father to a child at the age of 20?
No.
That's the point.
That's pretty much what I'm saying.
I mean, you know, it got to my mom sat down with her mom, and like as two responsible adults, my mom and her mom, like, we all like made a decision. Hey, nobody's ready for this.
Right.
The moms are like, we ain't trying to take on that responsibility now.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And it didn't happen. Right. So I feel like that was. But it's like I'm still torn. I'm still torn because now you're also, what's also going to happen is you're putting more people at risk because now people that should not be having kids are going to have to suck it up and have the fucking kid.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, are we doing that child an injustice?
Yeah.
Because ultimately we're forcing that child to be in a situation that could have potentially been avoided.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like I'm torn between the two.
Right. And I just personally, what bothers me the most about the whole situation is, like, let's be real. This isn't our fight to fight. You know what I mean? Like,
you want to tell you why it is our fight to fight?
Why?
Because for
I'm talking about as men, not as, like, people.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, as people, why is our fight to fight?
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is, so many people are going to be in a position where they're having children that they can't afford to take care of the children.
Absolutely.
And you know who's picking up that slack? We are.
Daddy.
I am. We are. Because now the cost of Medicaid is going to go up, and who check does that come out of?
Ours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it's like, it's a double-edged sword, man. I really don't know how to feel about it. All I can say is thank God I don't live in fucking Alabama. So here's the thing surrounding that, though. A couple of things surrounding that, right?
Mm-hmm.
A woman that gets the abortion performed, she is subject to being charged with a felony. The doctor that actually performs the abortion is subject to life in prison. And also, it affects men, Justin, because a vasectomy is actually worked into that law. So men cannot have vasectomies anymore.
I ain't trying to get this motherfucker snipped anyway.
You know what I mean? So
you trying to get that motherfucker snipped?
Sooner than later.
So I'm saying, like, so we are like, you know, it's a tough law, man.
So you say it's only incest and rape, correct?
Rape, yeah.
and it's no time limit. It's just like, even if it's the next motherfucking day.
Well, I think the time limit is up to 6 weeks.
But so they can get an abortion within 6 weeks. Yeah. Most people don't find out they're pregnant to like 2 months in.
And I think that's one of my issues with it, because like, I've heard stories of women actually still having their periods when they're first pregnant. So, you know, you still having a period. So you think that everything is okay until, you know, you finally miss a period, that third month or whatever. And it's like, man, oh, shit.
Man, gas prices about to go up. I'm about to drive to Georgia and all that.
When my lady is a day late, my stomach start hurting.
Man, some of her.
And I feel like I'm shooting blanks. And, you know, it's. But when she missed a day, like my world kind of like stops for a second, because so many things start running through my mind. Like, God, fuck, man! I had to trade this charger in. I'm having my little O2 Honda Accord to make ends meet. Back in the mail. No, but it's
Like shit changes, bro. Like with kids, like I don't have any. Like my brother has three, and he's
18.
He's 24. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he making it work. You got one.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to tell
and you. Right? And you living a better life than my brother. No offense to my brother. Well, let me take that back. My brother. No offense. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, kids are expensive.
Yes.
And I don't know what the cost of living is in Alabama. It's probably not that high, but it still... You're causing a lot of fucking problems with this whole abortion law.
And like you said, kids are expensive. Like, if my daughter was enrolled in daycare full time, we're talking about me paying $980 in child care a month.
That's a rent, bitch.
That's pretty much our rent. Yeah. You know what I mean? So imagine having two kids and you're paying child care for two at the same damn time. Like, nah, this is setting me about to get popping.
So check this out. Another problem I have with this is... some people are going to take advantage of this. And what I mean is, some of the less fortunate that kind of lean on the system a little bit for help.
About to just drop.
They're about to abuse it. They're about to abuse it. They're about to get, you know, 10, 15 grand in fucking tax returns. Like, I don't understand it. You know, and a lot of people try to say that's the... the conservative in me that sounds like that, but it's really no. It's not.
But sound like
it's not. No, it's not.
No, but what I'm saying,
I'm
is
just saying
how
that
how can that law be abused?
He's saying because there's no abortion, they're just going to have the fucking kids. Is what he's trying to say.
Okay, they have the kids, but
they were going to do that anyway.
No, because like realistically, I feel like this law is targeting us. Pretty much
what I'm saying,
yes, huh?
Yeah,
I mean, like 70%, yeah, easily.
Yeah, because all it's gonna do is drive us into a bigger poverty deficit, and it's not gonna be. They're already taking away after school programs. I don't even know if Planned Parenthood is still around or not.
That's kind of what this is. You ever
never understood Planned Parenthood
because I never met nobody planning to be a parent in the hood.
Yeah.
So, quick question: have you ever paid for or went to go get an abortion?
No.
So it is the worst fucking thing ever.
I believe it.
Not gonna say that. So they are like, so when me and the girl went, so mind you, I was 21 at the time. We both lived in two different states, but we went to the same college.
Okay.
So it was a bad situation. Period.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So when we went to get it, somebody had already warned us, like, the situation we were walking into. And when you go there, it's going to be white people outside. More than likely, 99% of the time, it's going to be white people.
Like, protesting this
protesting, shit. Yes. Gotcha. We're walking in. Just let you know you're killing your fucking baby when you walk in. That's what they're saying. They're saying shit like that. Like, when you
murder!
Walk, murder! Like, murder! Yeah, like, they're saying that shit while you're walking in. So you just got to be... me, being the gangster I am, I don't give a fuck. Her, on the other hand, she's dropping a tear on the way in. And I'm just thinking,
hey, but look,
don't change your mind. Look,
have you ever heard you watch Corey Holcomb?
Yeah. Right?
Did you hear about his stand-up joke about abortions and shit?
Yeah. Which one?
So he had a joke where he was like, he took his girl to the abortion clinic or whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
She got the abortion done, and, you know, he picked her up or whatnot. She in the car. He was like, you know, I'm playing my DMX and shit like that. And she was like, I don't want to hear all this killing shit. He said, I looked over at her like, bitch, you the only murderer. But
yeah, like, that the Planned Parenthood shit, like, it's not as sweet as you think. Because, like, see, you walking in, somebody's already telling you ain't shit when you walk in. Right. And then I'm sitting in there, it's a whole bunch of women and, like, three niggas in there. So then when all the women getting seen, like, us three niggas are waiting, we was like, yeah, let's turn the TV to ESPN. Like,
you know what I think? I think there needs to be a purge. The purge should be a real thing.
Like, what?
Who we going to start with?
So what?
Who we going to start with?
Who am I going to shoot first?
Yeah.
Is it what are you asking?
Saying, like,
why are you bringing this up?
If there was a purge, right, like, who's going to be the first person or group of people you're targeting?
I'm shooting MJ.
Or you just going to chill in the house and, you know, lock everything down and try to stay safe through the night?
Nah, I got a couple people I need to knock off.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to. I'm going to knock off.
Donald.
Huh?
Donald.
Nah. Don't say that out loud on here. People listening to this motherfucker, and we're going to get famous one day, and they're going to come back to this, and then...
Yeah, I've been thinking of how fuck we're going to be. We're going to be getting drugs on the shade.
Like, you know how when niggas get drafted, they come back, and like, listen,
you thought I was talking about 45. Never mind.
Oh.
Donald Duck.
The first person I'm shooting is, I ain't going to say his name out loud.
It's a lot of idiots I'm going to take out there.
I want to take Jew out because he just so motherfucking ugly. Oh, like, my God. But
we need him. He a first responder.
Is he going to... Never mind. Anyway, let's move on. All
right, yeah. So any more thoughts on this whole... I just think it's fucked up in general.
It ain't my state. I don't give a fuck.
It ain't my state. And plus, like I said, honestly, as a man, I just feel like it's not my place.
It is your place because
I don't care.
Can't hand a cassette to me. They can't tie up that little script when you want to.
Man, the motherfucker don't work already anyway.
Yeah. Look, you keep thinking it.
Look, vasectomy enough.
I thought my belly button was going to get pregnant the other day. I was like, never mind. We
But look, so let's stay in the South. Let's keep it in the South.
Uh-huh.
This Texas shooting, man.
Mm. I just saw for the first time 10 minutes ago. The worst thing I've ever fucking seen.
I had my uncle send me the video on Facebook Messenger. And literally, as I'm watching it, I'm just like, this punk motherfucker. And it's ridiculous, man. Me being a former police officer, it's like, damn. Yes, I've had to deal with rowdy. No, it's cool. Like, I've had to deal with rowdy females before, but it's never came to the point where I even had to tase a female because, you know, not saying that I'm the strongest motherfucker, the biggest motherfucker, anything like that, but I feel like if you can't properly
subdue,
thank you, you know, a woman,
a person period,
a person period, you know, then your training is fucked up. You weren't paying attention in police academy and your annual trainings that you have to go to. Like, so for him to use a taser first and then have to go from his taser to his gun and shoot her while she's still on the ground trying to get up. Like,
okay. What I will say is,
That's death penalty.
I'm okay with him tasing her because she did have a metal pipe in her hand.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But I feel like once you tase her and she got a hold of the taser, first of all, you a little punk ass, little pussy ass bitch. If a woman can take something out your hand, wow.
Fact.
She's in somewhat of a defenseless position.
Right.
Two, like we were talking about earlier, Black, there's cops get taught 1,001 ways of how, you know, to fucking bring a situation to rest without using deadly force.
Yeah.
And you went from a taser to gunning this woman, to loading her up. Fuck it, shoot the bitch in the ankle if it came to it. You know what I mean?
But
even though that may be, you know, too much.
But the thing is, he would probably get in more trouble. Hey, he just shot her in the ankle.
I'm hoping you're punching the bitch in the face at that point.
Yeah, that's my thing. Square up with her, bro.
But this is
I ain't trying to be funny.
In the video, I didn't see the metal pipe, but I could hear something drop. So, okay, even with her having a metal pipe in her hand, not once in the video that I saw, and it could have happened before that whoever was recording started recording, but not once.
He is bitch too.
I get back to that. But not once did I ever see her try to swing at him with the metal pipe. She had it in her hand, but I never seen the act or the intent for her to use that against that officer. Like, that's bullshit, man. It's bullshit.
I don't want to be this person. I still want to know what happened before the
video. Does not matter.
It doesn't matter.
Me and the nigga at work, at work, we got into it. And, you know, I love you, Josh. He listens to the podcast. Right. And we really, got into it. And we ain't talked to each other for, 2 days after that.
As you should now.
You know, because I was real emotional showing them the video. Now, granted, I'm one of two black guys that works at a facility of predominantly.
Somebody else black works there?
Yeah, he's a technician.
I've been there before. I haven't seen him.
Yeah, he in the back. Right? So, you know, then we got into a little bit of an argument about, you know, policing while being, you know, how you get police while you're black and the difference in when you're white being policed.
Right.
What I'm happy for in this instance, even though there's nothing to be happy about, what I'm somewhat okay with is the fact that we are not going to pull the race card because the officer that did the shooting was Mexican. The only thing I will say in reference to that is to build the fucking wall.
get
the nigga to 5 goddamn billion. Build the fucking wall, man.
I get $32.
But see, my issue with that is I feel like they're going to use this to actually, actually make an example. And he's gonna be the officer that's gonna take the rap for all of the other officers.
And I'm okay with that.
But okay?
I'm not okay with that. Hang the nigga. I don't give a fuck.
No, because
we gonna hang the nigga after that, and we gonna hang the nigga after that, and the nigga after that black, we gonna hang his ass too. After that white, we gonna hang him too.
I feel you there, but it's been a lot of motherfuckers that got away with the shit,
and he's ready.
So y'all saying he should get away?
No.
You know what I'm saying? The statute of limitations up?
Hang him. Fuck him.
Real shit. And I don't think a lot of shit fucked up, and y'all know this. I'm probably the most fucked up person y'all have ever met in y'all life.
Is this true?
Mm-hmm. I watched this shit, and I had my hand on my mouth like an old grandma type shit. I can't believe this shit happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not the type to have a weak stomach, none of that. That shit really sickened me.
I'm gonna be straight up with you. As a police officer, you know, I was taught, you know what your most powerful weapon is?
Your words.
Your mouth. Yeah, your words, pretty much.
My mouth.
As a police officer, you can. As a police officer.
Do you hear me?
Most powerful weapon is a
mammoth. Seriously, we both be serious right now.
But police officers can either escalate a situation or de-escalate a situation. And in a lot of instances, a lot of officers escalate the situations. They make the shit worse than what it is.
Can we play devil's advocate?
Yeah.
As a black man, do a lot of times we not fuck this situation up though?
Yeah.
I learned a long time ago to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not saying this is what she did or anything. I just learned. I remember when the Philando Castillo shit happened. I got stopped that next day. I shut the fuck up. That nigga let me off without a ticket because I think he felt guilty. Because of what happened to him, as he should. Yeah.
Hey, I got one thing to say. My dad was a cop for 20 years.
Fuck him.
Fuck him and fuck the police.
Yeah. No, real talk, the police is needed, but I really don't give a fuck about the police.
My first time calling 911 was 3 days ago. In all my years of living, like, why'd you call 911? The shit got weird because I had a customer on the phone and nigga was like unresponsive for like 30 minutes, but I can hear him grunting in the background. Hold on. Hey, chill. Hold on. Hey, Justin, chill. For real, I went and got my manager. I'm like, yo, listen to this. And, you know, at first, all right, so this is, I'm gonna just run through this story real fast. Nigga shit got towed in. It's a 99 Toyota Tacoma. Fucked up.
Of course it was a 99.
Like, that shit got blasted. I called the nigga. I said, man, ain't half the parts on this motherfucker discontinued. Ain't nothing I can do for you. He said, well, give me a number. Tell me how much it would cost. I said, at a minimum, $15,000. That nigga said, and then he kept saying, shit. Like for 30 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
why not just take the shit?
So I'm saying the nigga name. I'm like, sir, are you okay? My manager said, call the fucking police. Shit, because it sounded like Nick, when I told him that, the nigga wrecked again. Because I heard horns and shit in the background.
He pulled a Wendy Williams.
Yeah. I called the police. I called Durham PD. They pinged his phone. They turned it over to Riley, and then they called me back saying they found him.
Okay.
Nigga came in the next day. He had green hair.
Really?
Yeah, green hair and a tongue ring. I said, you should have died. No, but
and I'm gonna be real with you. Like I know people feel like that and shit. But hey, you say fuck the police until you need them motherfuckers. You know, so
you ever seen White Man Can't Jump?
Yeah,
it was fuck the police. Say everybody, somebody ran into Sidney Dean house and his wife was on the balcony. I know somebody saw it happen.
Right?
Like, yeah, that's how it always happened. Yep. Somebody break
the shit. So, yep. Funny part about that story. My fucking manager, bro. So my manager is listening to all this shit in suit. He said, did the motherfucker have a stroke or is he beating his dick?
Man, get out of here.
Oh my fucking God, bro.
That's sick, man. But
speaking of beating dick, yo.
Keep it in the South.
Fucking Texas is tripping.
Yeah, Texas on some other shit.
Texas is tripping.
I can see me now.
Yeah, so there's a Texas law that was just passed. What's going on with the South? With the dirty South.
It's because the white redneck South niggas don't want us to have
Texas
fun.
Is Texas considered the South, though, or is that a Central
state? It's definitely it's the South.
Okay. Southwest.
That, like, if anything, the South is...
South Central.
They on Central time, shit. Are they?
Yeah.
They I think half of them, yeah.
They all Mexicans. Build the wall. Hey, Texas on some other shit.
Yeah. Right.
$100 fine for... I get fined $100 if you find out that I beat my dick.
Lock me up. Throw away the key.
Yeah. Red fish, blue fish.
Nicknack. Anyway, give me a bone. Right. Look, I jack off least twice a day.
At least.
If it's been a long day, it might be once. Sometimes it's three if I'm off. Like, morning, noon, and night. You know what I mean? Like, and that
I'm gonna make like $600 a week a standard deduction from my paycheck.
Huh?
I'm gonna just get in front of it and not be behind it.
No, that's the thing. I'm gonna be short if I only put $600 aside. I'm like, hey, I'll be short.
They gonna see the crime rate go up in Texas.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a lot of frustrating news.
Yeah, because I slap a lot of motherfuckers during the week if I couldn't jack this little motherfucker I got over here. You know what I mean? Like.
But I feel like if you're in a relationship, you shouldn't have to jack though.
Really?
Shit.
Yeah, like, bro, I done left pussy and went jack.
Yeah.
Don't nobody know how to fuck you like you.
I done had some great sex the night before, and then the first when I wake up in the morning after I take my morning shit, like I'm on Pornhub just like spending 15 minutes looking for the best video.
Yeah,
no, like I literally like left pussy, got home jacked off. Like, I have a problem. Like, I need help. I need help, man.
Me.
Help me. Nigga. Huh?
Find a therapist.
I have a therapist. My therapist thinks something wrong with me too. But anyway, like, but no.
Sir, I can't help. I can't
help. But no, like, I really do feel like 100. I mean, how do you know?
A lot of females in Texas publicly masturbate. I don't know where this is stemming from. Yeah. Obviously, this is, you know, when laws are passed, it is stemming from like one court case. It's usually a court case. Brown versus, you know, fucking
the Board of Education.
Some stupid shit like that. Now they have the Brown Act or some bullshit. You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous. This is the stupidest shit I ever heard of.
I'm going to be. Well, it's just like, again, we talked about this in a prior episode, but oral sex is illegal in North Carolina.
Huh?
North Carolina says it is illegal for me to get my script lit.
So I'm supposed to have life in prison.
Yeah. So you're telling me
lethal injection?
Lethal injection.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. You weren't here for that episode.
He wasn't.
No, I think he was in like Saudi Arabia or some shit.
This nigga.
Yeah. Nigga ran over there. Nigga, the other nigga went over there. Pop pow.
But now $100 fine, bro. Yeah.
Like real talk. Like.
Like I said, like, if I'm in a relationship, I should not have to like beat my meat.
So
I gotta take my daughter out of childcare because I can't pay for both.
So is it cheating if I get my girl to jack me off? Look, a good hand job is still enough.
Is it cheating if you get
No, I'm saying cheating with it within regards to the law.
Am I breaking
the law?
No, because that's an actual sexual act. Because
that's not.
Still masturbation.
It's still masturbation because it's called dual masturbation. It's called dual masturbation.
You made that up?
Nah, you ain't never seen 40-year-old virgin.
Oh,
she's like, you can do masturbation, dual masturbation, play with a friend. No, but like, yeah, because you. When last time you got a hand job?
It's been a while.
Like, exactly. Just do you leave here, go get the hand job for your lady.
I'm going straight for the gusto.
For the gusto?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, next, like, one day this week.
Straight for the gusto, because I'm in them gusto bars.
Hit stop. Do you try to be romantic, though? Do you, like, try to, like, or you just.
So, when you masturbate or when you fuck? When I masturbate, I might light a candle. I play a little Jeremiah.
Beep, beep, beep. Suck me to sleep.
Somebody's like, forever I'm ready, like all that. Like no, like
bubble bath and shit.
Bubble bath? Yeah. What?
I'm asking.
I can't remember last time I sat in the tub. Like what would you mean? I have to take a shower, I'm a grown ass man, yeah. Boy. You put some ice bomb in there.
You throw some light in the candle.
Yeah. Nah, in the living room.
You got that couch, bro.
Yeah, I take it. Yeah.
I'm convinced y'all niggas bisexual.
What? Huh? You got jack off?
With bubble baths?
I just said I haven't took a bubble bath ever. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. What's next?
No, like.
You ready to.
No, you
ready
to say something? You got more to say?
I just want you to know you need to get a hand job sometime this week. You're going to appreciate
it. It's going
to
be a character.
No, it's not even that. It's just. Can't nobody jack you, like, you don't think nobody can jack you like you can, but they can.
It's crazy.
It's different.
Yeah, it's different.
On another hand, sit on your hand for like 30 minutes. So you get no. And you're jacking.
This is why I said I think it's bisexual.
It's totally. You're
going to grab my hand.
You can sit on it like this. Okay. Put your hand down, sit on it. It's gonna get numb. Then try jacking shit. You go looking for like somebody else doing it.
Oh yeah, this guy is stranger. All the way on some goddamn masturbation. This nigga got all the tricks.
Yeah,
I do. I've been jacking since I was 12.
Well, listen, y'all know what?
I got some jail.
Y'all know what season it is, right?
What?
Prom season.
What?
It's prom season.
Fuck them kids, man.
Some of these pictures I didn't see have been bad.
Have you looked at your pictures compared to these little motherfuckers today?
I had a white background.
Yeah.
I was ready.
Like, you think these motherfuckers like going to the Oscars or some shit. Like the Met Gala.
The Met Gala.
Yeah, I seen another nominee. Yeah, I seen one of them little young bitches in the chandelier. The same shit. I'm like, these little niggas is out of control.
I ain't gonna say where I work at, but I work beside a bonefish. And that's where they come take their pictures at, in front of bonefish, which I don't understand why.
That's a dirty ass little plaza you work in. I don't know why. Like, it's not even scenic.
It's not even scenic, right? Yeah. They got a time capsule there, though. But anyway, people come take pictures there, and I don't understand why. But, I just remember my prime pictures was in the front yard of my house. We were basic as fuck. Now they, like, going to different sceneries to take. Like, my lady said, like, her cousin went to take prime pictures at a mansion in Raleigh. She's like, I didn't even, like, real shit, like, one of her classmates.
Yeah.
They have a mansion in Raleigh. It's like, when I mean mansion, I mean, like, $1 to $2 million house. Like, it has a lake outside of it.
It's probably one of them shits up here.
It probably is. And
that shit's crazy.
It is crazy. Yes, and, like, and she said, like, they have a guest house
that's in the back.
In the front, bitch. Like, it's a guest house.
House in front of the house.
Right. And she said it was a lake. It was a whole with like, it was Kodak in the boat out there. Like, let me drive the boot. Like, yeah, like, it was crazy out there.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to Kodak, yeah.
Get on the fuck out of here.
Yeah, fuck him.
but, like, I seen the picture, and, you know, dude had on, like, a yellow suit jacket with a bunch of puzzle pieces on it. Mm-hmm. And then in the back of his head, he had puzzle pieces cut in the back of his head.
Fire.
Do you have a yellow Lamborghini? They be having Lamborghinis and shit now. Like,
yo, William.
Yo, William.
I don't know, but.
Only lemonade I recognize is lemonade from Gucci.
What? There's another lemonade?
Yeah, the Beyonce.
Beyonce. Who?
Beyonce.
The Beehive.
She's not even that important.
They act on not feeding remove our power. Look, because you want to say some dumb
shit. But look, so kind of like tailoring or backtracking back to like the whole masturbation topic or whatnot. Let's talk about this nigga. Like the sex drive.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I was leading.
We went from masturbating, beating dick to talking about these little kids at prom.
Man, they're 18, I mean.
But yeah. I'm sure a couple of these niggas like 22.
Yeah.
Like, it's some strong looking niggas. Let's take some pictures.
I see kids different.
Yeah.
They
posing with Ciroc bottles and shit.
Yeah.
And prom pictures.
So, like, yeah, the blue dot that matched the blue lamb. Yeah. Like,
watermelon.
Watermelon. I'm sweating. I gotta get a nap.
Yeah.
What would a watermelon lamb look like? Would that be green on the outside, red in the inside? That shit hot.
That shit sound fire.
When this podcast blow up, that's the first thing I'm buying. But a Honda Accord.
Oh, man.
Hey,
green exterior.
Yeah.
Ain't
that change?
You gonna get a
2020
on these hoes?
Yeah, 2020. Yeah. I might get a Kia. What's that?
Sorento.
Not the Stinger, bitch.
Yeah,
the Stinger.
Right.
You want to get into this?
Moving on.
Hold up, wait a minute.
You thought I was sex drive? You said something about sex drive.
Sex drive.
My sex drive is at 8 all time high.
Is that a high?
High.
Mine's at an all-time low. Like, I jack off a lot, but, like, when I get, like, when pussy dad, it's just, like, it dead. It's like, you ever seen a centipede?
That's what I got. Fuck. it's like, I want to engage in some kind of sexual activity every single fucking day, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Is that a testament to your sex drive or your attraction to your woman?
I'm sure it's a combination.
It's a combination of both, yeah.
Right? But it got to the point where I started looking it up. Like right after I get done beating my dick and I get that post-nut clarity, you know, where now your mind is clear. You can just think freely. You start looking shit up.
Yeah. I look up that shit, though.
Funny enough, it actually shows where a man is at his all-time high, like, peaked out sex drive between the ages of fucking 23 and about 30.
That makes sense. I just hit 30 and my shit is dead.
Women shit is like laid dormant right now, but their shit kick in when they about 35. By the time we about 35, we on Viagra. Like, our shit barely kicking.
Speaking of which, if any one of y'all out there have Viagra, holla at me. Like, I got $30. I'll take what I can get.
No, but look, I want to revisit something that you said, that post-nut clarity. I remember back in my single days, boy, that post-nut clarity used to be a bitch. Because I used to just lay there and be like, I can't believe I fucked this bitch.
I remember my birthday, I did that last year. Not this past year, but last year.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, what? I slept for 1 hour, woke back up, like, what the fuck did I just do?
Yeah.
Get out. I'm like... Anyway, we ain't gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
But, nah.
Y'all done fucking some trash cans.
Y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, what was you gonna say?
Yeah, you're right. But no, like, to your point, I know for a fact that happened. Cause I remember when I was like 19 years old, I fucked one of my friends from high school's mom.
Oh, you gotta die.
Oh, he had a MILF.
No, she gotta die.
She was white. Mom was white.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 19. The mom was
world.
The mom was 39.
Yeah.
She made me the freak I am today. You hear me? Like
you said you were 17?
I was 19.
Oh yeah, I forgot you did like 3 years in the same grade. Go ahead.
I did. I failed one grade. Like, what the fuck you mean? Anyway. And she did some she put me on some shit like I had never had before. She the first one to suck me to completion in my boy Tony voice. Like, I remember one day she said, you never had your dick sucked till you came? No. I better have my dick sucked. I'm 19 years old. Bitch, you don't even suck dick right now. Suck my dick till I came. I said, you know what? I might date her. I might just.
That slip is what got you on it.
Yo.
That negligee.
Look, she's wearing the biggest draws ever.
You already became your homeboy stepdad. That's fucked up.
Like, it was a homegirl.
Oh, you fucked up.
She was mad about the shit. The girl was.
Because you was fucking her too, right?
No, I wanted to, though.
I guess you could have had some Pornhub type shit for
right.
Real.
Yeah. Now I remember, it might be too much information for the podcast. She licked my ass at 19. It was the weirdest shit ever.
Earlier, I said both of y'all might be my set. We just narrowed the game.
Woo!
That's what I'm getting into. There's only two ways
that can happen. Yeah. You on all fours.
It's not only two ways.
She doggy style.
That's what I'm saying. You on all fours.
No, or she
put your ankles on your neck. She put your ankles on your neck.
On my neck, though?
Yeah.
No. All you gotta do is.
Nah, bro. That ain't. Nah.
Like, you just sit your legs on like that.
Nah. I wish I could record this shit right now.
Nah. If you laying flat.
There is no masculine way to get your ass.
It's not.
This was 11 years ago. I'm not gonna judge me.
No,
not. You ain't got your ass hit since then.
So what happened was back then.
I thought you asked me a question.
I asked you a question. You ain't got your ass hit since then?
A few times.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. Packing the mail. No, look, but I remember, because I was 19, I wasn't used to shit like that. I remember I smacked on her motherfucking forehead when she did it. Like, what happened was, the first time she did it, I was like, nah, this ain't me. Like, second time.
You hit her with a little clump.
Yeah. The second time, what happened was, I just got done dropping dick off.
Mm-hmm.
My phone rang, so I flipped over like this to get the phone. She did licked my shit dead.
Why you was on your stomach?
Nah, on my side. What the fuck you doing? Like, I swatted a fly. Like, like right in the forehead. Like, what the fuck are you doing? She said had that nasty look on her face. Like,
then you just fucked around and let her out.
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, then I left.
She finished up.
I left.
Yeah.
You kissed her afterwards?
Huh?
Did you kiss her?
Yeah.
Now, rumor has it. Now, this is not a proven fact. Take that cup with you. But rumor has it that The man's like
G spot is over there.
Yeah, G spot is his asshole.
I would never know.
I never find that.
Look, I'm an open book. You hear me? I ain't never had no finger my ass, none of that.
Yet.
None of that. None of that. I ain't gonna get into this.
You and your lady probably got like a double sided dildo or some shit.
Like, I'm in your house. I kill you and your lady today. And Black, if you keep laughing.
Like, you do me a favor.
Yeah. But now, yeah.
I'm gonna see XXX. That's my dog. That's my boy.
Yeah, shut up, bro. But anyway, we're not gonna talk about getting my ass hit.
That's wild. That takes.
I'm just saying. I agree with you with the same thing.
We are now a part of the LGBT community. Here we are. We are part of the LG baby. LG barbecue.
Anyway.
Listen, we not going. I don't have to profess my love for like
getting your ass ate.
No, I've never gotten my ass ate.
Bro, you've been talking about it all week.
I have not. You're a motherfucking lie. You're a lie.
You bring up the test three.
Yeah, I'm going to drink three right now.
That wasn't me talking.
Now, I have no desire to get my ass licked.
I do.
At all. No desire.
I'm gonna keep my comment to myself. You look like you eat a lot of ass.
I've ate so much ass in my life. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna say
that. Y'all niggas freaky.
Bro, but you gotta understand, you're 24. I'm 30. He's 28. Like, I'm 24. Yeah. How old are you?
I wish. 26.
Either way, like, you're behind.
Are you kidding me?
When you start fucking.
Are you kidding me?
At like 11.
y'all don't eat pussy though.
Nah.
You start eating pussy at like 22.
I don't eat vagina.
You don't eat vagina?
Nah.
That's why she mad all the time.
You might be right.
That's why she mad all the time.
Like I got motion in my hips though. Like,
you nimble.
What's next? We're not going
that's
under.
That's it.
I'll be big. We're not 50.
Huh?
You what?
Huh?
You're not three times less of your weight right now.
Crazy. Like, it ain't a whole lot of Morgan Wood, but I felt like I'm 125.
You keep dropping nobody every time you talk about it.
Next time I'm gonna say 90. I need to be riding in a car seat when I'm fucking.
Thank you for tuning in.
You gotta be 90 pounds or more to not have to ride in a car seat while you're in a motor vehicle in the United States.
So you need a trailer.
No, but it has been. I feel like this has been another great fucking episode.
Yeah, bro.
I feel like we touched on a lot of topics. What do you do in the military? It is really bothering me. Please.
So, in a nutshell, it's classified G14 classified.
Let me explain to y'all something. We argue, like, we do argue behind these closed doors because we really do miss Black when he's not here. I just don't feel like everything flows right when he's not here. It, like, us as three brothers, everything just flows so much more seamlessly.
It's like three perfect puzzle pieces.
Right.
The chemistry is there.
The chemistry is there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we really struggled before this episode started trying to figure out what the fuck we were going to talk about. And you kept saying, Chad, that it's going to work out.
It's going to be all right.
I didn't believe it, but it fucking did. You know what I mean? Yeah. It ain't no problem because us three are here and it's always going to work. So, bro, I love you. I'm glad you're back. But I will fuck you up. like on game. Like, nigga, like.
On the game.
Yeah.
But I want to end on this note. Trump 2020. Good night.
We can't end it right now.
Hey, I just read R. Kelly got off.
Why? Because of Chad side boo. No,
it was hot today, nigga. About 100 degrees out there.
Man, this is the first hot day of the year, and I'm not doing it no more.
Are you hot right now?
Yes, bro. I didn't have.
We didn't go ahead bubbling.
Yeah, yeah, boy. That Rottweiler head.
Me, you don't want drinking.
That forehead looked like sparkling water.
Look, y'all have a good night. All right.